Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to the Strange Ways podcast. Keep on rocking.
All right, greetings from Jindal, Kiss Army. This is Strange Ways Podcast. I'm Jody Havnon. I'm here with
Rachel Ann.
Hi, girl.
And
Slade Frehley.
That's Slade Frehley. And we're just here doing a little Skype experimental podcast because I needed to figure this shit out. And my Kiss Army sisters were cool enough to help me out in that. So what's up with you ladies tonight?
I'm bored.
Right.
I want to be like drinking or smoking.
You're not doing anything, huh?
Nope.
Bummer. Me and Dawn are on Jindal as we speak.
Yeah, I've been on Jindal since like 11 o'clock this morning.
Right. It's the only disadvantage of doing it via Skype. We can't pass the bowl around, but that's all right. Maybe next time. But yeah, so before we get started, since neither one of you guys have officially been on the podcast, Slade's been on a cover song with us of You Matter to Me. All you freaks out there probably heard that.
Yes.
And it is one of the most popular downloads we got, so thank you for that. And thanks, Slade, for doing that with us. But I want to get a little history on both of you guys. So, Rachel, how'd you get into Kiss?
Like two different ways, actually.
All right.
Well, I knew who Kiss was, but I had a friend, Melanie, who was like into all kinds of bands, and she got me more into them because she showed me the Detroit City movie. And then like a week later, or so, my mom was like, oh, have you ever seen this movie? It's awesome. And it was the same, like, I kind of contribute, they're, both of them were kind of like what got me into them.
Right. You were pretty, you're quite a bit younger than me, right? So how
old,
you were how old when Detroit Rock City, that was when Detroit Rock City was new?
Kind of.
Yeah, so that was like, what, about 98 or something?
Yeah. So, I hadn't seen it, though, until a few years after.
Right. So you were still, though, pretty young, right?
I was like 10 or 11.
Wow, see, that's awesome. I always wondered like what kids at the time thought of that, and it was probably just as cool as Phantom was to us.
Hey,
you know?
I've showed that movie to people who don't even like Kiss, and they like that movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I wish Kiss was in it a little bit more, though, you know, but that's like any rock and roll movie. You want more of the band than you do the actors, obviously.
Yes.
But what about you, Slade? When'd you get into Kiss?
When I was 9.
Damn. What happened?
I was a young one. Like, my uncle had this tape, and I didn't see the cover at first, but I was in. He's like, check this out, and he plays it, and it was Beth, and I'm like, my God, what is that? He's like, Kiss. And I said, who? Shows me the cover. I'm like,
oh shit!
Automatically, just like trance and a trance, looking at this. Like, it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Hell yeah! You gotta love the cover to Destroyer.
Detroit Rock City made me want to like be in a band, but I never did it.
Oh, you should. It's never too late.
You could always
sing a Kiss cover over at the studio with us. Slade did it. You could do it too.
I could not.
Right.
So we've all been into Kiss since we were pretty young kids. I dig that. You know, and I think it's the thing with Kiss is like if you find out about them at a certain age, man, they end up sticking with you your whole damn life because it leaves such an impression on you. You know what I mean?
And then you become obsessed, like me, buying too much shit.
Right. Yeah, you guys both have big Kiss rooms, don't you?
Well, I don't have a Kiss room anymore, but I still have all my stuff.
It's right.
I have a Kiss corner, if that counts.
Except if you walk into my house now, you'll see my big Kiss standee, so they're just hanging out in the room.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I had seen your old Kiss room, so you gotta get a new one going. I know you got a lot of shit. That's pretty cool. So today I think we're gonna talk about, what do you guys want to talk about today? What do you got?
Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park.
Oh, yeah. I want some just initial thoughts right off the top of the head. What you got? What you got?
The greatest dumb movie ever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a cult classic. It's just so silly and stupid that it's great, you know?
Yes.
When was the first time that you guys had seen it?
I only saw that movie like not even a year ago. I never even fucking knew about it until about a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Slade?
Yeah. I saw it when I was like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
On VHS.
Right.
Lucky bitch.
Yeah, the Good Times video that they had at Walmart. Yeah. See, that's what happened to me. I was already a big Kiss fan, but I was actually in Walmart with my mom at the time, just like looking at music and shit, and there it was on VHS, and I like wigged out, you know, because I hadn't seen it really. I mean,
right.
I kind of saw it. I have like vague memories of seeing it, but I didn't really get to see it until I was, I guess, probably 12 when it was at Good Times at Walmart. So I got the VHS of that and wore that shit the fuck out, you know.
Oh, I did the same thing with mine.
The thing about that movie to me that was just so cool was, like, at the time, you know, Kiss wasn't in makeup, so then I had, all you could really get of them was, like, pictures or posters and shit. But in the movie, right. You get to see them in makeup moving around all clean and clear and crystal clear, you know what I mean?
And sexy.
Yeah, sexy too, but
mostly just Ace, but you know.
Right. For those of you that don't know, Rachel Ann's like obsessed with Ace Frehley, and I think
somehow
it's pretty cool.
Somehow I didn't attack him when I met him. I was pretty calm.
Where? Oh yeah, Contamination.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good day.
I was like, Don, you just bought a VHS of Phantom, didn't you? When you were hanging out.
A very bad bootleg, but I don't care. It's
it
still
is bootleg.
Apart.
It didn't. It's not even like good quality.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the cover and the artwork. The cover and the artwork suck.
Is it the one with like Gene and Peter back to back?
It's.
I mean, it's the original cover and everything, but you can tell it's somebody. Somebody made that shit.
Oh, right on.
It was only $5 though at that Dizzy Dugout place, so.
Oh, that's not too bad. What have you guys seen? The Attack of the Phantoms version that's on like the Kistery Volume.
No, but I heard it's like out of order or something weird.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's different, but the cool part is instead of all that like 70s porno music type
is
shit.
Is that called Kiss music?
Yeah, it's got all the shit from the solo albums and stuff. But it's definitely a different edit, you know what I mean? It's totally different. But it's pretty cool too. I actually have a DVD of the original cut too, like off the DVD, off the VHS. But it's not that great of a transfer. But if you need that, I can hook you up with that, Slade. So let's talk about Phantom. What are we going to say about it? You guys go. They hear me talk all the time.
It's quiet.
Right.
Favorite lines, everybody. Anything that sticks out.
Favorite lines? Dude, yeah. I use them all the time. I like...
Damn it. It's played.
Yes.
It's quiet. A little too quiet.
Right.
Why don't you say so? She wants a rocket ride.
Right.
She wants a rocket ride.
I like when I like when they're talking about the talisman. Peter's talking about how that without them, they have no powers. And just like, just ordinary human beings, you know.
Great. Not normal human beings, though, as much as you want to believe that.
What did you think about the whole talisman, though? I hate that it's like, you know how like when they're jamming and Peter Chris is doing Beth and like they're playing and all of a sudden Sam starts fucking with the talisman and then all of a sudden Paul can't play guitar and all
this. Can't play guitar anymore and like everything's fucking up.
Yeah, it's like because of the talisman they have the talent to, you know, rock out or whatever.
Right.
That's the only thing I don't like about that movie at all.
It's making it seem like that they don't have, like, I don't know.
Right, it's like...
It's almost like they don't have talent.
Yeah, they were just chosen by
without
these powers to...
They don't have nothing without it.
Yeah, yeah. That's goofy.
They're definitely not like that. It's just kind of a weird concept.
Yeah. Did you actually understand the end of it when you first watched it, when you were seeing it for the first time? Did you understand what the fuck was going on at the end? Because I don't. I still don't.
No, to this day, I still don't understand what the fuck that movie's supposed to be about.
There really is no point.
Yeah, it's just basically to let Kiss be seen, I guess, you know.
It was a failed project, but it was still good at all.
What do you think would happen if, like, they did, like, a remake of it where they had good effects and shit, like a modern-day remake of Phantom?
That's too old now.
But with Kiss still, but, like, they, you know, they could get Ace and Peter, or they could even just find, like,
no.
The best tribute dudes to do it, maybe.
Maybe. Because there are a lot of good tribute people out there.
Right. There's people that look just like them, you know.
Right.
Hey, we're gonna have to edit this out for a second. Hold on.
Alright.
Are we still recording?
Yeah. But I'll just edit that shit out, you know.
Is this gonna be on there?
Talking about Peter Criss's 13-inch cock, actually.
Talk about how...
And how you'd be back if there was a picture of Ace's dick on the screen.
Like last night, I was trying to find an uncensored picture.
Yeah.
Dawn never got back to me.
Dang. I couldn't find one. Sorry.
It doesn't exist. I'm surprised there's not more because apparently he used to whip it out all the time. That's what.
My high priority is not trying to say Ace Frehley's dick. I'm sorry. Wait, now what? You got me curious about Peter. I think I want to look just once.
We're just ordinary human beings.
Yeah.
Where it looks like Peter's sucking on Ace and he's like smiling real big.
But right. Yeah, there's a bunch of crazy shit.
Things were different then.
Oh. Right. So, we're back. And I want to know from both of you, what do you think about this whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shit? Not real deep into it because everybody's kind of on overload with this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame garbage. But I want to know what these two chicks think. What'd you think?
This could get out of hand
I'm
real
happy
easy.
That they got, you know, that they're going to be inducted or whatever. But I think it sucks that I kind of feel bad because I don't really like, I'm not saying I don't like Tommy and Eric and everything because I don't mind them. But I think it sucks for them that I heard that they're not going to be a part of it. But right. They've been working with them for a while. I mean, I'm glad that the original members are going to be in it, but I also kind of wish that they would do something together.
Right.
To celebrate it.
Yeah, at least I just accept the award together.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of being, either it's selfish from Ace and Peter being that way, or Gene... or Paul being not wanting them involved. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
also it could be. I remember Slade saying something about it, the publicity stunt. Like, they might just be saying that and then fucking surprise everybody. And,
it could be the greatest publicity stunt ever. Just saying.
Right.
They could just be saying that they're not going to do anything, and it's going to be.
And then come out with this mega like kiss lineup.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, whether it be the original members, or they could do something where it's, like, all of them doing something. I think that'd be kind of
right.
Cool.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was on Unplugged. It wasn't announced. It was just a surprise, you know?
Right. We got some members of the family here tonight, right. So I don't know. They might pull an Unplugged move.
I fucking love that performance.
Oh, that's great. You could feel it. Like, dude, I remember watching it as it happened, and it was, like...
I did, too. I'm like, holy amazing. Shit.
It was, like... It was almost, like... Not to sound corny, but it almost like brought a tear to my eye.
was
it was beautiful
first,
like that, though, you know?
The first concert I ever went to was Kiss, and even though it wasn't all the original members, I cried the whole time.
You're going to cry here coming up in August, or what?
My dad's looking over at me like, can you stop crying? I'm like, no, you can't. This is so beautiful.
Right.
Man, I'm going to be so fucking baked at the show. I'm going to think it's the real Kiss up there.
It is the real Kiss. I mean...
Hey, I will say that...
I mean, Peter and Ace, I'm going to think it's them motherfuckers up there.
Right.
Every tribute band I've seen, you get so into it, it feels like it is.
Right. And then this band sounds better than all those tribute bands combined, you know? Because you do have Gene and Paul singing the shit like it should be.
Yeah.
Even though Paul's, I think, struggling a bit. I think that's why they might not be doing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like, I had heard it, someone had said, maybe it's because Paul doesn't want to get up there in front of all these people that judged him all along anyway, with his voice sounding like it does nowadays.
Well, shot.
I'm thinking that we need to go see this next tour for sure, because I'm thinking that it's going to be called Kiss.
It's going to be the last one for
real. I think it might be the last one too, and you know what, honestly, I'm okay with that. I think that...
Yeah.
And
I'd be sad because it's like finally over, but it's not really over because Kiss will live on.
Shit ain't never gonna be over, ever.
Not.
Right. Yeah. What do you guys think of this whole 2.0 business? What do you think of that? I know that we've been to, you know, some tribute gigs together, and that's to me is fine. But if it's being called Kiss, I don't know. You know. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
They were just trying to keep it alive, because what would you think about if they were like, oh, we're Kiss, but not, and they call themselves something different, it wouldn't be the same. But I don't really mind that they still have it going on, even without all their original members, because they've been doing that forever.
Well, right.
The reunion tour.
Well, it's one thing if you still have Gene and Paul, because they were the ones who wrote the songs from the beginning. You know what I mean? Yes. I mean, imagine if it was like the Beatles and it had no original members and it wasn't any songs written by the original members. How could you call it the Beatles?
People might get mad at me for saying this, but I think also that Ace and Peter were selfish and people want to think that Gene and Paul are so terrible, but they left both times, I believe. They were never
picked
out.
No, man. Yeah, people do try to paint Gene and Paul into this fucking corner like they're some kind of assholes for playing with other people, but what do you expect them to do?
They went through so much shit with them. There's just, everybody hits their breaking point.
Right. And, you know, and we all love Ace and Peter, obviously, but, you know, at the end of the day, it just doesn't work as a band anymore with those four guys.
Like, I'll always love Ace.
Ace is my dude, too, as you know. And, you know, Peter Criss is one of my favorite drummers. Yeah. And is my favorite drummer that was ever in Kiss, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, they're too old. They can't play together anymore. Peter Criss is how old now? Like 60 like what?
67?
Yeah, 67. I mean, you can't expect a 67-year-old dude to rip out like he did in 1975.
Right.
I mean, he just can't. It ain't happening. That's like asking, you know, some 67-year-old man to run a marathon or something. You just can't.
The thing at Contamination, like, I fucking love Rocket Ride, that tribute band.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, they're so good, but then there was rumors going around that Ace was going to come out and stuff.
And I heard that bullshit, too.
And I was like, there's no fucking way. For one, you got to worry about people recording it, and they probably wouldn't allow that.
Right.
He was barely even energetic enough to handle like 20-something autographs and meet-and-greet things that he did.
Yeah, he looked super bored at Contamination for sure.
I mean, I only saw him smile, like, I was third in line on the first day.
Right.
And he smiled when I gave him paintings and he gave me pics and stuff. And he was really sweet. But then I was like, I kept peeking in or whatever. I didn't see him really even get energetic about anything or anyone.
Well, yeah, he looked like he was about to fall asleep when I was there. He's just, I mean, you gotta figure how boring it is for him, though. I mean, he's been in a hotel, he wakes up, he's gotta sit at some table in some room off by himself so he doesn't get mobbed.
I mean, obviously he still cares about the fans enough to do that, but...
Yeah, plus he's making hella bank.
How'd you expect him to do a show with the tribute band if he already looks exhausted?
Yeah, but I've seen him on YouTube get up and jam with other tribute bands. Like, I saw him jam with this one that was, like, in full makeup and shit, too.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, that was hopeful. Like, the whole time I'm, like, standing there, I'm hearing all these people saying this, I'm like, I would fucking love that. I would probably die. I would have, like, just died right there.
Right. Hey, what do you think about Ace putting out a new album coming out this year? Space Invader. I think that's a corny-ass title. What do you think?
I don't care. I'm still going to buy it.
Well, I don't care what it's called either, but I'm just saying he could have came up with something better than that. If I was
right, you think that cover is legit? You think that's the actual?
Did you make that? You didn't make that? I thought you made it.
The one that I added Ace into, I added him into the picture, but like the spaceship and the little like fucking Pac-Man looking things. That's how I saw it on the internet already.
Okay.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that's how I saw it on the internet when I wrote. Is this CD cover for real?
Nah, I don't think that's for real, but you never know. I thought, you know, I don't care what the cover looks like. I thought the cover of Anomaly was kind of corny, too. All of his album covers haven't been that great, except the Kiss solo album one, you know? I mean, you know, a picture of a planet, you know?
Right. Space Ace, okay, we get it. Right. Really? Yeah.
What do you if I was him with all this shit about how, you know, like, Peter's like, I'm the Catman, Ace should fucking call his record fucking Spaceman, the Spaceman.
You know, right.
Once and for all, damn it.
Right. Like spaced out or something, you know?
Something. Well, it's funny though, is like if you think about it in Kiss, like, yes, he was, you know, from Jindal and he was the space ace. But none of his songs were really about space until Rocket Ride, you know?
Right.
Like Cold Gin's not about space. The fucking Strange Ways not about space.
No.
Getaway not about space, you know. Etc. And then all of a sudden now he feels like he has to write these songs about space, and it's the same like trip that everyone bitches about Tommy having to write like space themed songs for Kiss, you know? It's goofy.
Well, Tommy's only got that one that Out of This World, and it's really not that bad.
No, I'm not saying it's such a bad song, but I just It's just funny that even Ace tries to paint himself into having to be about space.
The only thing that I wish they would have done for, you know, today's version of Kiss is come up with their own paint, because...
Well, their own makeups?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but how are you going to topple it? The classics, though, I mean, even...
I mean, not, but I don't know, it's like they almost gave up on...
I feel ya.
Being an original.
Yeah.
Instead of passing it on, as most people... Like, might not even know, like, I've come across people who don't even know the difference between Tommy and Ace, and they just think it's all Ace.
Right. Yeah, because it's the spaceman, you know, the character.
Right, the spaceman. Yeah.
Instead of the actual musician.
I will say, though, Tommy Thayer without makeup is actually pretty damn good looking.
Oh, Lord.
But not, it's not like Ace, though.
Right. You think Ace looks good nowadays, though?
I mean, sometimes. I've seen some
good looking
like,
man. I don't know. I don't see it.
The meet and greet, but I've seen some pictures where he looks okay now, but he's just old.
Yeah, he's not holding up as well as Paul or Gene, I wouldn't say. But,
yeah. I'm just happy for him for being sober this long, because.
Right. I love Ace. You know, I can't wait to hear this new album either. It's been great.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear his cover of The Joker by the Steve Miller
right?
Band.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't even. But I can't even like, picture I that.
Like, I didn't like.
You think he's doing it because he's a space fucking cowboy? I mean, is that why?
You know what? Maybe.
Maybe I don't know. But
I mean, why
that?
Else would he do
like,
it?
He did a cover of. Oh, I cannot think right now.
Do you?
No,
he's
that one.
He's doing
I love
some type
one.
Of cover, you know.
Fox on the Run.
Yes, Fox on the
yeah,
Run.
Yeah, that's sweet.
I didn't like that one.
I actually like that one, but he's always got some kind of cover. I don't know.
He even did a cover of Hide Your Heart.
Yeah. I don't like his version of that that much. Everyone, a lot of people think his is better, but I like Kiss's better on that one.
I get mad when I hear the original Do Ya on the radio. I'm like, God damn, I wish it was...
Yeah, it should be the Ace one. It's far superior, I think. Have you guys heard the Bonnie Tyler version of Hide Your Heart?
Yes, I have.
It's kind of strange, right?
Don't know how I feel about that one.
I think it's fucking weird.
But in the same token, have you ever heard the Cher version of World Without Heroes?
Cher did it? No, I haven't heard that.
He did a cover of World Without Heroes. It's
was that
interesting.
She wasn't with Gene then, though, was she?
No. This was like in 1989 when she did this cover.
When she was like parading around on that like ship with like the
with
bikini
her ass
on.
Out on the ship, yeah.
Some lace covered fucking flat ass.
I'm not even gonna get into Cher because I can't stand her. I'm not even gonna get into that.
I thought she was hot when I was a kid, but man,
whatever.
Even in the late 80s, man, she looks rough.
You know what?
She should be called the spaceman because she looks like a fucking alien.
Yeah.
Ooh, you done offended Dom's woman, Rachel.
That's funny. What were we talking about though?
I know,
Cher
right?
covered
World
Without Heroes.
World Without Heroes.
Huh, I'm going to have to look that up. Is it any good or what?
Am I the only one that... Well, I know a lot of people don't like Elder, but I'm the only one I know that loves the fucking song I.
I dig that song.
That song gets me pumped. Like, I'll explain.
Yeah, it's very inspirational, right?
I just start rocking out.
It's one of those
Kate
Kiss songs that are like... Rah-rah,
that
a scoop, boom, bah.
Okay. I did not hear a thing you said because you were both talking at the same time.
Go ahead, Slade.
I said, remember the day in your car that we had the Elder in? You're like, get it to I, and like, I'm in your backseat, like, doing all the background parts and like, doing all the Gene growls and everything and like, fucking you guys up.
I think you kind of scared my boyfriend.
Because, like,
he's
I
not
was
a big Kiss freak, is he?
No, he likes Kiss.
Oh, does he? But he's not like all hardcore
he's
like
not,
you are.
Yeah.
Shit. Around Matt until that song come on and I'm just you can barely hear me in the background but I'm going yeah and he looks like what the fuck is this
because you actually get pretty close to the like sound of what they really sound like it kind of it's cool
it's like you could sing
but she's saying fuck what song did you sing the first time
Hard Luck Woman.
Hard Luck Woman.
I was like, at first I was kind of scared. I'm like, man, what if she sucks? Everybody's going to be like, looking at me, like, what? And I'm like, dude, she fucking rocked it.
Oh,
and I was like, sing
it.
Along with her on the video. I'm like, yeah.
I don't fuck around. I might not sing well, but damn it, I know I can sound well enough like Peter Criss to get through a song.
Right. I thought you did a great job. That was pretty kick-ass.
It was the same night that everyone in the bar, like, was just, like, you looked around, it was everyone knew that song.
Right. So, I want to know from both of you guys, just because we're just talking Kiss, and I dig doing that, but I want to know, what's your favorite album of them all?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a hard one for me.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. But if you had to pick one, what's it going to be? Like, say you're on a deserted island, and you only have one, what's it going
to
be?
If I had to pick, and I might regret this because all their fucking albums are good, but I seriously probably pick the first album.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
It is like a fucking greatest hit.
Just because it's all the, you know...
It's the core shit, right?
Yeah.
What about Alive? I mean, you get most of the good songs off of the first one, plus a lot of other ones.
Well, if you're going that route, fuck it, I pick Double Platinum. You get everything.
You know, for me, it's actually a fucking tie between the first and Dynasty, because Dynasty is my favorite era that they had.
Yeah, you like the Super Kiss, huh?
Yeah, and there's just a lot of my favorite songs are on that album, but then, like I said, the first one, I think I'd rather have the first one.
Right. What about you, Slade?
You there? If I had to pick, it would probably be Rock and Roll Over.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
Well, for number one, Hard Luck Woman, and like the whole entire album is just like fucking rocks. You can't go wrong with that album.
That is one of the best albums. That's my second favorite. Dress to Kill is my favorite, but Rock and Roll Over is my second.
I mostly love Dynasty because Charisma.
Boom.
It's just...
Yeah, Charisma's awesome.
That's probably my favorite.
Cover of Charisma?
Yeah, we covered Charisma.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that song. That's my favorite on that album. I also like Magic Touch a lot, though, too.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was into 2000 Man because of Ace and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I got so tired of that one. I don't know.
Give me the first album, but give me, like, two or three songs from Dynasty. Like.
Right.
That'll be good.
Yeah, that's what's up. And you're going with Rock and Roll Over, huh, Slade?
Yeah, I think I go with Rock and Roll Over.
All right, and this is probably an obvious question. It is to me. I think I know your answers, but who's your favorite member? I think Rachel's is Ace, and I think yours is Peter, right?
Duh.
Right, I figured I knew the answer to that one.
I thought you knew us better than that.
Right, yeah, but the listeners didn't know, so that's my way of asking you.
With this big-ass Peter Crush tattoo on my arm.
Well, right.
Didn't you see that we got our faces painted at Rocket Riot?
Yeah, I did see that. It's such bullshit that I can never go because they always only play the weekends. It's like, dude, book a gig sometime so somebody that works on the weekends could go. I hate that. I keep trying to lobby for those guys to play.
That, you know, they're not going to be able to go during the week because they work, so...
Exactly, yeah. It just sucks for me. Just ass out, I guess. Yeah. That show that we went to was on like a Sunday or something.
Yeah, that was weird. That was
awesome.
After I talked to them and everything, they said that just was like a whole, like they were bummed about that whole thing because during the day, it's just not the same.
Like running out.
It's not the same during the day. Right. You need that effect of like nighttime for you to enjoy. Like their shows, their other shows I've been to, were always at night.
Right. Yeah, the nighttime's always better than...
And they were always on like Friday or Saturday. Who the fuck was out somewhere on a Sunday? And that was like in the middle of the country.
In the corn.
Yeah, that was... All you could see was corn for miles.
I had a good time that day. I don't know. I thought those guys were pretty rocking.
Yep.
I've seen better tribute bands, but I thought they were pretty good, though.
I think Rocket Riot has the best sound.
Yeah. I think Rocket...
Out of all the ones I've seen... Yeah, Rocket Riot has the best sound. They sound the closest. I think Almost Kiss looks the closest that I've seen.
Right.
But then again, I haven't seen some of these ones that are like more well-known.
Yeah, like Mr. Speed. I'd love to see them. Have you seen them at all?
No.
Or pictures of them or anything?
No.
Oh, man. Dude, they look exactly like Kiss. Like, you can't... It's crazy. Like, each guy... Like, you know how a lot of tribute bands, one dude will be like right on, the other guys are kind of eh, you know?
But yeah.
Dude, look them up sometime. Mr. Speed, dude. You'll trip. They fucking look exactly like Kiss. It's crazy.
Yes.
And they sound pretty good, too. But, you know, that's besides the point. So we kind of touched base on what's your favorite records. And now that I know and the fucking Strange Ways people know who's your favorite member, I want to know why. So why do you like Ace the best, Rachel? Besides that bulge.
Besides that bulge and that ass.
Right.
I can't explain it. There's like something about, there's always been something about him from the first time that I ever like seen a poster or when I first seen a Trog City, even though he was older, right. I was like intrigued by him. And then I've never like been able to play instruments or anything.
Yeah.
But when I watch him, I'm like, you know, I understand. He makes me want to play guitar.
That's awesome.
Because his like stance about it and his energy about it. And then I can see why people, you know, aspire to be like him.
Hell yeah.
But also he's really sexy, or used to be, but
right. Yeah, I agree with all that. The sexy factor doesn't really factor in for me, but everything else does.
I think he's hilarious too. Like all the interviews I've seen, especially
he's hilarious.
The Tom Snyder, the Tom Snyder show or whatever.
Right.
And like Gene and Paul just look pissed off, and him and Peter just having the best time of their fucking life.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I wish I would have got to meet him like in the '70s or '80s. Even though I've heard a few things, like people that met him back then, and it wasn't what they expected because he was so drunk or high or whatever.
Right, yeah, he was living the wild life.
So he probably didn't know what's going on, so it's probably a good thing I met him when he was sober.
Yeah, he might have tried to take you home.
Hello?
I mean, I've heard stories of him, like, trying to hook up with fans and shit.
Yeah.
But who doesn't do that when they're in a band, you know? That's like the well, you know? You gotta dip into it sometimes. But, so we need to know from Slade, what's the deal with you and Peter Chris? Why is it Peter for you? What's up?
Honestly, like when I was a little kid, I've been in KISS since I was a little kid. There happened to be somebody that I liked and Peter Chris was her favorite. She liked the drummer, so I wanted to be the drummer. And that's how Peter Chris became my favorite.
Nice.
Because she was trying to
get her. Like, once I started, like, in that too, Rachel.
Right.
But, like, after I started to, like, see him and everything, I'm like, I like him. It just wasn't for that fact anymore. I dug on the, like, the outfit he wore and
right.
his make and everything. And he I didn't want to play the drums. I got a set of drums just because I didn't want to be Peter Chris. I wanted to play drums.
Right. I didn't know you played drums. I knew you played guitar. So you play drums too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, right on. That's pretty cool.
I play an instrument called nothing. Yeah.
The old skin flute.
I never had patience for it. I mean, I respect those who do. Like my brother, he plays really good guitar, but he's been playing since he was like 10.
Right.
So and I would always try to sit down and do it. I couldn't do it.
Play air guitar, Rachel.
Huh?
Play air guitar.
Yeah, there you go. I play air guitar.
That's what's up. All right. Here's what I want to know. I want to know if you could, like, erase one thing from the KISS history, or KISS-tory, as it were, what would it be? Like, if you could, you know, take something back that they did that you didn't really dig on at all, what would it be?
I will destroy you!
No makeup era, probably.
What, just simply, you would have just them just never had taken the makeup off?
I would have just, like I said, I kind of wish that even Tommy and Eric had their own makeup now, because I think that after they took off the makeup, it kind of, it killed it for a little bit. I mean, they still did really good albums.
Yes.
With right.
See, I think that taking the makeup off actually saved the band. Because at the time, they were like struggling so hard, you know? And then they take the makeup off, and next thing you know, they're all over MTV and radio, and they, like, blew up again. But, I mean...
I also kind of wish that they maybe would have... I know, like, I guess... This is what I've heard. I don't know exactly, because I haven't looked it up or anything too much.
Right.
But I guess with Vinny, he played too fast for their style. But I think that could have been a good direction to go to, maybe.
Right. I don't know. Just keep rocking and not, like...
Because I like Vinny.
Yeah, I like Vinny a lot, too. I think he brought a lot of cool shit to the band. And I get tired of people slagging the guy, you know?
Yeah.
For whatever personal reasons. You know, I don't know. I like his work, and I even like some of his shit he did. You know, like the Vinny Vincent Invasion.
Right.
Second record.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called. All Systems Go. I think it's rocks, dude.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they could have went that could have went like a whole another direction if they would have kept him, maybe come out with some little bit, like, I'm not saying that their stuff's not fast enough because I love Kiss and what they do in their style, but it just would have been interesting to see it play out a little bit longer, maybe.
Yeah, because if you look at, like, Lick It Up, they were going in, like, a direction, and as soon as Vinny was out, I mean, for Analyze was kind of, like, the same, but then after that, they started, like, getting kind of pussified, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like...
The whiny Paul Stanley.
And it didn't come back until where they were rocking until Revenge, and then Vinny wrote some of those songs, you know?
Right.
So it might have, we might not have had, like, you know, Asylum and fucking Crazy Nights and all these...
I wonder if people realize that, like, I think Revenge is probably in my top five albums.
Yeah.
And Eric Singer was with them then.
Right.
I wonder if, like, I wonder if the people that bash on him know that he was with them before.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that they would know, but...
That was a good album, and...
Hell yeah. That's what I don't get about the people bashing on him. It's like, dude, he's been in Kiss forever. I mean, Revenge was, like, in the... What, 93, 94, 92, something like that?
That was actually 92.
First Kiss album I ever bought.
Yeah, I mean, that's a, like, great one.
I got into them and everything. I didn't own any of their, like, CDs and stuff until later. Like, maybe... If I got into them when I was, like, 11, it was probably... I was still probably that age, but it took me a while before I started buying albums. And
right. Yeah, Revenge is one of those ones that brought a lot of people into the fold because it was heavy again, you know?
Yeah. I thought that was, like, their heaviest stuff, and...
Hell yeah, it was. Besides Creatures, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the time, I thought Revenge was some of the best shit they had done. But now, it's one of those ones that, like, it didn't, like, last for me. Like, I never listen to that one anymore.
Yeah. I'll get it out every once in a while and, like, you know, play the thing. But I can listen to it, like, you know, over and over and over.
Right. When it was new and fresh, though, man, it was pretty fucking awesome. But if I pull out Kiss, it's always inevitably comes from the early shit.
When I first got into Kiss, I didn't really pay attention, like, that wasn't the original members. Like, I was still young and didn't really care. I just liked the way they sound.
Right. And that's what it should be about. And that's what
at the end
of the day, it is about for me is the music. That's why I don't have some big problem with Tommy and Eric in the makeup, because I want to go see them live and I love the way they sound because they fucking kick ass live.
Every time I've seen them, it's never been. I never saw the original members, and I still had a good time, and it's still good.
Hell yeah! I mean, you can't have much more fun than going to a Kiss show.
Cosmic.
You know, this one coming this year is going to be on a Thursday night. What else is there to do? I'm going to have to call off work and shit, but it's totally worth it.
Right.
That's one that I will call off work for.
Yeah,
I don't call off for those tribute gigs usually.
Oh.
But I will call off for the real Kiss. And yes, it is the real Kiss of Gene and Paul. You know.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen, though? I mean,
if it was like Gene and Paul were gone and they still kept trying to do it, I would call bullshit. But
right.
Since it's still two of them, it's still good.
It's still the two main dudes. Yeah. You know?
The two that, you know, they were together from the beginning. So. Yeah.
And wrote all the songs. I mean, if you look at the catalog, you know, Gene and Paul wrote 90% of them all. You know.
Yes.
Ace and Ace
heard
wrote
some,
a
like,
few.
Crazy rumors about all kinds of stuff that they've, like, taken credit for, but we're not going to get into that.
Yeah? Like what?
I don't know. Like, I guess, I think either I read it online or it might have been in Ace's book. I can't remember. Apparently, Gene doesn't know how to play bass, and that Ace and other people would play bass for him on the tracks. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that for a second.
No.
No, because you could watch him.
Ace was barely there for his own stuff. Why would he be playing bass for...
Right. I mean, you know, in the studios, you know, people might switch off here and there, and Gene
maybe
would be playing guitar on something, and Ace, you know, Paul's played bass on some songs too, but... And Gene isn't there for a lot of songs in the 80s. That's not Gene.
Can we go back to the subject of Phantom for 1 second?
Hell yeah.
All that scene where, when they're singing Beth to that girl.
Right.
And Paul is playing the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, I don't know, have you or Slade heard if, like, he was mad in that scene because he didn't get to play lead or what, but he, like, rolls his eyes or looks up or something.
Oh, Ace?
So if he was, like, mad or if he was just...
I think he was fucking high and couldn't play.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah, I think
like,
so, too.
It probably wasn't like, okay, Paul's going to play lead because you don't get to. It was probably like...
Well, plus that wasn't really lead. He's just, like, playing some finger-style acoustic. Ace is probably like, eh, I want to rock.
It was something, I don't think they like forced him to not.
I haven't ever heard any kind of drama that happened over that. Someone like
ladies and gents, I'm being beckoned, but I will be back.
What?
Huh? I'm being beckoned.
Okay.
Somebody's calling my name, so talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic to discuss.
Okay.
Grape nuts. They were neither grapes or nuts. Go.
They're neither grapes nor nuts. That's true.
Right. So, when you first got into Kiss, it was Revenge, right?
Well, that was the first album I bought, but I heard them like on the radio and, right, you know, watched Detroit City and all that.
Yeah.
But Revenge was the first one that I bought, and that's the first one that I like memorized.
That's pretty happening. What's your favorite song on Revenge?
Unholy.
Yeah, that's the best one. It's like the demon's back.
It's so, you know? Yeah. It's just,
it's pretty fucking awesome.
Yes.
You know, I think that, you know, Bruce, though, on that album is fucking killing shit.
Yeah, I like him.
Bruce is the man. Like, he's my favorite besides Ace, for sure. As far as Kiss guitarists go.
Don just got an autograph from him, I think, that he, like, personally signed or something.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, she's been getting all kinds of Kiss shit lately. She must have spent her whole damn tax check on it or something. So it was like before, she would always
be like... I
was
spending a lot when I was working, but I'm not working right now, so...
Should do a bartending gig, man. It's easy money. Make a lot of money.
I feel like getting hit on by drunk people, though.
Oh, yeah, but you know who you're going home to at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
You just gotta appear available while you're there. And those old men will fucking spill their pockets for you, you know? I mean, I've dated a lot of chicks that bartended, and, you know, I watch them flirt with these old dudes. I knew that at the end of the day, I was fucking her, you know? And they weren't taking her home. And, you know, I'd even, you know, benefit from some of that money, you know, so have at it, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something to think about, dude. You have the looks, and I know you can be nice. You can make bank easily. I mean, you could flirt with some dudes for, just, it's not like you're fucking them, you know? I don't know. I'd do it. If I was some hot chick, I'd definitely be doing some kind of bartending gig, and, you know, I'd...
Hey,
what's going on? You're asking Slade a question?
I want to ask you something because, like... Okay.
Let me roll. Let me hit record. All right. We're back. And Rachel has a question for Slade.
Not getting personal, but do you find Peter Criss sexually attractive?
No.
Weird type of person.
No? No.
Not at all whatsoever?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
Not even in the 70s was he the least bit attractive.
Really?
I love Peter Criss to death, but no.
No. I just wanted to ask you.
What about Ace or Gene or Paul?
Ace? Yeah, Ace was good looking.
Right. What about Peter? I mean, Paul or Gene?
They were all good looking at one point. I'm just saying that.
Well, I guess. What the fuck, yo?
I'm just asking. I'm not getting personal. Not getting too personal.
Nope. So what's the next subject, ladies, besides that one? I got one for you.
Okay.
All right.
Since we're running out of time, we only have about maybe 10 minutes left, and we're all going to this Kiss show coming up August 28th. I want to just know what you guys think about it. What do you think about, you know, Def Leppard and Night Ranger? What do you think about what's going to happen at the show? Are you excited? Let's talk the tour. What you got?
Why were people, like, so in shock, I guess? Was it like a rumored tour that never happened before or something?
I don't know. What do you mean in shock?
Because there was somebody, I believe is, I don't know if you're friends with him on Facebook, that Eddie guy.
And I don't
know. Oh, no, Eddie Baker.
They were saying something like that they didn't believe it was going to happen. And I thought maybe it was just maybe because it's been rumored before.
What, having those bands opening? Or?
Yeah, like having that whole like Def Leppard and Kiss lineup.
I don't know. I'm not personally too excited about it, though.
Like, shock, and I'm like, well, Kiss has been touring for a while, so it's not really a shock to me. But
right. What do you guys think about it? Are you excited to see Def Leppard and Night Ranger?
Well, yeah, I like Def Leppard. I don't really know Night Ranger that much, though.
Right. Yeah, I'm not really a fan of either one. I mean, I can handle them, you know, I know their hits or whatever, but I don't listen. I don't have any of their records or none of that kind of shit. Like, I don't sit around and put on a Def Leppard album. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'll listen to them if they're on the radio, but I'm not like. Right. I think I have like two cassettes of theirs because I, you know.
Are you listening to it?
Cassettes. So, what? What was that?
That's my sister.
Oh yeah,
everybody,
Vicky.
Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Vicky.
Vicky. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, Strange Ways people. This is Vicky, Slade's sister.
Vicky.
Yep, yep. How you doing?
What is going on?
I don't even know.
I don't even remember.
Apparently my sister just walked in and she thought I was listening to a podcast rather than participating in a podcast.
Right on.
I was just on a podcast and not even aware of it.
We are participating.
Perspirating and participating.
Alcohol.
Right. Alcohol.
Yeah. Alcohol.
So what do you think about this tour, Slade? I mean, you excited? What?
I think it's going to be cool just for the fact that I've never seen any incarnation of Kiss. So
oh
it's going to be way.
Yeah, it's our first time.
Oh, man. She's a Kiss virgin, huh?
Yes.
They're going to rip you in half, baby.
And you're going with all your good friends.
All my little Kiss buddies. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. We're going to all meet up on the lawn, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah,
Chiefin.
See if I can really...
I don't know if that's a good idea for me, but y'all know that I roll around in grass.
Dude, can we tell the story of what happened at your old place when we were having our little Kiss party?
You can tell that story if you would like.
Listen to this here, Strange Ways Peoples. This is a classic story, and I've been wanting to tell it for a while, but we didn't want to just put her out there. But she said it's cool to
tell. You're talking about the one at my house, right?
At your house.
Okay.
So Slade, Rachel, and I are all just, you know, partying, having a little Kiss party of sorts, watching Kiss and movies and shit. And so we go outside to smoke and, you know, we're, you know, smoking and they were drinking a bit, as I recall, because, you know, Slade's sister had called and was like, are you drinking? And she's got a whole glass of wine and she's like, no, I never touch this stuff.
She's chugging it the whole time.
Right.
I don't drink that nasty shit.
Drinking.
Yeah. But then... So Rachel's a little bit on the tipsy side a little bit later, and she decides that she wants to roll around on the ground, out on the grass, you know? And so she's doing that, and Slade and I are just kind of, you know, sitting there, smoking and chilling, and just, you know, being cold, because it was fucking freezing that night. You guys remember that, right?
Yes.
But so Rachel's rolling around and shit, and she gets up and, like, there's something on her leg, dude. And it was like a fucking dog, dog shit.
Yes, because I have her dogs. And I'm like, there's dog. I rolled around in dog shit. I don't care. And I just kept rolling.
It was so funny at the time, wasn't it?
Yes.
You and Dawn were rolling. But yeah, so now the Strange Ways people can know all about you and your dog shit rolling days.
I'm still mad that when we went to go do the podcast the first time in person that I got too high.
Yeah, Rachel got too high and was like sick.
I couldn't sit in the stool and I had to go outside and I'm sitting there on the ground and all of a sudden had the urge to vomit everywhere and ran down the driveway and then Dawn and Jody had to carry me to my car.
Right. But yeah, that's what you do for your Kiss Army sis and bros, you know. But yeah, good times. Pretty good times. I can't wait till August, though. I'm excited to see Kiss again. You know, I haven't seen them since they were here with Motley, like, almost 2 years ago, you know?
Which I was before that one. I didn't go for some reason.
You should have went. It was awesome. It's totally awesome. Yeah! That was actually the best sounding Kiss show I've ever been to, sound-wise. Mm-hmm. It sounded fucking great.
I was disappointed because the first time I went to see Kiss was in 2003, and they had, like, you know, all the...
Was that with Aerosmith?
Yes.
I was there.
All the major explosions and awesomeness, and then the next year in 2004 I went again and they just had like the weird like bad graphic animation stuff on the screen,
right?
And less explosive and less like energy. I was disappointed.
Right. Yeah, I remember that seeming like it was a little bit scaled back.
Yeah, I was like, what happened? Because I went last year before that, and it was, but maybe that's because it was my first time, and I was like freaking out. So maybe that had right. some.
Yeah, the first time is always going to be the best.
Yes.
Know, as far as live gigs go, you know. I can't wait to hear what Slade thinks after seeing Kiss for the first time. I think she's...
Yeah, I always heard him say your first kiss is the best one.
Right?
She definitely be hating on Tommy and Eric no more, I don't think.
Nope. She's gonna
yeah,
be like,
that's really fucked up part. I'm not gonna be hating no more.
I think you're gonna be like, damn, oh. these guys fucking kick ass live, and it doesn't matter that they're wearing Ace and Peter's makeup because at least
well,
I got to see Kiss.
Well, you saw the reaction to Kiss footage you were showing of Eric. I think he was in like Mainline or something. I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, he was killing it.
Jody.
He was
yeah.
fucking rocking it.
You said you were at the one in 2003.
Yeah.
Was Peter still there for that one?
You know what? I don't think he was.
I swear.
With Aerosmith?
I thought that he was at that one, but Ace was gone, and that thought in 2004 they were both gone.
You might be right. I have a, you know, me, I have a fucking shitty memory because I'm always so high at these things.
Because that symphony thing came out in 2004, and Peter was a drummer, but Ace had already been replaced by Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. I'd have to.
I'm pretty sure that Peter was there because I was a pawn, so I couldn't see very well. Like, I could see when they had the screens up, but like I said, I cried the whole fucking time. And I couldn't tell if it was him or not. I don't remember back that far enough to really be 100% sure, but then when I looked it up, it said that he was still playing, but that was also the same year that he left again, so I don't know.
Huh. I don't know. I can't hardly remember. What I do remember, though, is it seemed like they didn't play very long, and then Aerosmith seemed like they played forever, you know?
Well, my dad was the one that took me. I was only like 13, so
right.
She wanted to leave like right after Kiss was done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I ended up leaving before Aerosmith finished, but I did stick around for quite a while because they were actually really fucking good. Like, they sounded better than Kiss, I thought.
I heard one or two songs of Aerosmith, and we were already leaving because my dad went.
Your dad was a Kiss head, huh?
Well, he just wanted me to see, you know, the band I wanted to see. And
that's
then,
awesome, though. Didn't even take you, you know? It's pretty yep. fucking cool. You have to send him something cool every Father's Day ever since, huh?
Yes.
So, yeah, August 28th, we're going to get to see fucking Night Ranger, Def Leppard, and Kiss. You think they'll have anything new in the set list for us?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be like a scaled back set, you know?
Everybody just wants to hear the...
Yeah, they want to hear Detroit Rock City. That's just the standard issue shit. Is what
yeah.
The general people. Do you think there'll be... What do you think as far as the breakup of... You think there'll be mostly Kiss fans there? Or there'll be a shit ton of Def Leppard fans? Or what?
I think it's going to be mostly the Kiss fans.
I'm going to go with mostly Kiss, yeah.
There's people that... I'm sure there's a huge fan base of like every band in the world. But I really think that most tours that they do is probably mostly Kiss fans.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't want to be... I don't know. It seemed like at the Motley and Kiss, there was just as many Motley fans because when Kiss was playing...
See, I love Motley. People... I wish I would have went to that. I probably would have dressed up all like 80s rock.
Nice. Yeah, that would have been cool.
Out here and stuff.
It was a good time, and it seemed to me that there was more people there for Motley than Kiss, yeah. Only because everyone was like... They knew every Motley song that was played, whereas when Kiss was playing, a lot of those people didn't know those songs, you know? Like, ones that we would take for granted, like even, like, Strutter or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if they did play Strutter, but you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Don.
Yes?
Stutter.
Shut the fuck up, Rachel.
That's great.
Kiss inside jokes.
Gotta love them. Let's see. I need one more last good subject out of us.
Alright, Jody, what would be your favorite collectible in your own personal collection? And what would be your dream collectible out of anything Kiss that you could ever have?
I think the coolest thing that I still have, you know, I've sold off a lot of my Kiss shit, so mostly what I have now is just the vinyl. But I think my favorite thing is I have the, you know, the originals, Kiss originals. All of that in, like, perfect condition, all the inserts. It's like mint, dude. That's probably the coolest. Probably the one of the coolest things I got. It's mostly vinyl stuff, but I do have. You've seen those pictures where Kiss has that this like the dominatrix photo shoot where that chick's got this like leather mask on, but she's naked and they're all up on her, you know? Yeah. I got a picture disc of that photo shoot, but it's like an interview like the night they recorded live with Gene Simmons. He's talking about the recording, you know, a live album tonight and all this shit. So that's kind of cool. I don't know. The original is probably a little bit cooler. And as far as things that the Holy Grail for Kiss for me, I think it would be cool to have the fucking pinball machine, or I'd really like to have a fucking actual, like the Budokan Ace Frehley Les Paul. You know, that thing costs an arm and a leg, and I'll probably never be able to afford it. So those would be the ones for me. What about you guys?
Rachel?
My favorite item that I own is probably, well, it was my bubblegum cards that are sealed that I had Ace sign.
Nice.
But now that my parents got me that standee, that huge
cutout.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite thing now.
Yeah, that's like life size.
It's like hard to say what your favorite is though, because everything's my favorite.
Right, it's all cool.
I cherish it all.
Right.
But the thing I probably want to own is same thing as you, like a pinball machine or maybe like the original dolls.
Yeah, the Mego dolls. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I had those and sold them. I wish I would have kept them. What about you, Slade?
Well, I think my favorite would have to be my autographed picture of Peter Criss.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's pretty badass. Is it, is he in makeup or what? I don't know if I've seen it.
No, it's from his Criss band.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. Well, what's your, like, holy grail? What do you really, really want?
He wants
the pinball machine or the Migos.
Same as me.
You could get the Migos, though. They're not that expensive. But the pinball machines, like,
they're kind of expensive when you're like a cheap collector, like only collecting when things are like
right
or have some kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never spent more than on a single item. I've never spent more than $30. I don't think.
Me neither.
Right. I think I probably have, but you know, it is what it is.
Story of eBay.
Back in the day, though, you know, before eBay, you could get this shit a lot cheaper because there wasn't a bidding. It wasn't like an auction. You know what I mean? Like, go to the Hampton Exchange. That's where I found a lot of cool shit. You know, one time, though, I went there and they had the originals, too, the Japanese one. But I didn't have enough money on me. And I think he wanted like $80, which isn't that bad. But I just didn't have it on me. You know what I mean?
One of the other things I'd probably want is one of those beach towels.
Oh, the old school beach towel? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Especially the one that they have on Detroit City where they throw it over everything at the beginning.
Right.
And it's...
Or the toy guitar.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Or the used to have that. That'd be pretty cool. Yes. I'd like to have a lot of that shit again.
I know, right?
Almost everything in that room.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool to have an actual piece of, like, one of the costumes that would, you know... Not like one you could go buy, like a tribute band would do.
Like how,
but an actual piece that they use.
Suit, examination. I wanted to touch that.
Yeah, it would be.
Even though I was there to meet Ace, I still wanted to touch that boot because he wore it.
Yeah. Did you touch it?
No, I did not touch it.
Damn, I didn't either. But I did smell it. No, I'm just playing.
Let me get a whiff of that real quick.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like something I would do when I'm surprised.
Right.
I'm weird when it comes to celebrities that I...
Bitch, you probably would have licked that boot if they would have let you.
I don't know.
Whatever Ace would let her lick.
I wanted to give Ace a kiss on the cheek, but at that time I was with my ex-husband and he would not have liked that very much. And my boyfriend now wouldn't like that very much, but... I think
you should get the pass on someone like Ace. You should be able to kiss the dude on the cheek if you want.
He probably would have just, like, smiled real big and just...
Dude, back in the day, this chick that I was dating at the time, I watched her fucking make out with Marky Ramone right in front of me. And instead of getting mad, I just thought it was so fucking cool, you know?
You were in the least little bit, weren't you?
I was like, fuck, that's awesome, dude. I ain't mad at you, you know?
Nope.
I mean, you get a pass on celebrities.
It's not like she like had sex with him or something.
Nah, and even if she would have blown him, I probably wouldn't have been that mad. I mean, it's Marky Ramone, and she was a Ramone's head. You know, what are you going to do?
Right, tell her no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to give him a pass on the celebrity thing. But that's just my outlook on that one. Here, before we wrap it up, though, since we're running out of time, I want to know if you guys have just any... what's your favorite, like... kiss story from your experiences that you've been through, like anything funny or just the coolest thing that ever happened kiss related to you?
Well, here I got one. It's not really, well, I guess it's funny now that I'm older, but like every Halloween in my youth, never failed Peter Criss every Halloween,
right?
And like I got set up for motherfucking failure when I walked out my front door. Like, my little friend dressed me, I did my makeup for me and everything, and he, like, sits me up for failure, telling me the girl I like was not outside, and to come on out there, and when I did, this bitch was standing right in front of me, and I'm dressed like Peter Criss, dressed to kill.
Nice. She didn't dig it or not? No?
Well, I think she did, because she smiled real big at me and took a picture with me, so I guess she got her little Peter Criss fantasy and I got mine.
There you go. It all worked out, so that's pretty cool. What about you, Rachel Ann?
Probably the coolest thing that I did was actually with that tribute band, Almost Kiss.
Yeah.
I got to Kansas City and, like, you know, see their show Friday night and hang out with them. Then go do it the next day at another show.
Right.
It was just like, it was like almost like going on tour with the...
Yeah, I was going to say you like, had like a mini tour.
Yeah, it was like a little mini...
Kiss tribute band.
Like following a little mini Kiss around.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you got to see them putting the makeup on and all that kind
of... Yeah, like I got to be in the dressing room with them. Not that they got all like undressed and anything, but...
Right.
You know, they...
But still, you got to kind of see what it would have been like for Kiss when they were first starting out. You know, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, Kiss Army, I think we're running out of time on this episode, but I do want to thank Rachel and Slade for, you know, being patient enough for me, for us all to kind of figure out how to do this Skype shit. It took quite a while. It was like, I think I started asking you guys like 4 hours ago about it.
You never told us who your favorite member is and why.
I'm kind of about all about Paul, you know. I've been through when I first got into Kiss, I was way into Gene Simmons just because I'm into like horror and that kind of thing. But then as I became a guitar player, it became all about Ace for me. But then, like, I don't know, somewhere maybe like 5 years ago, I just had this big epiphany that, you know, Paul's the man. He sings the best and he writes the best songs. And he's the one that to me has, you know, really kept this band going for 40 years, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, because he's been the one who's never really stepped away from it. You know, Ace left, Peter left, Gene more or less left to do movies
in the 80s.
And Paul's the one who kept it going. So I don't know, I just have this big respect for Paul Stanley as a musician and a songwriter, and he's my favorite these days. And which is weird, because when I was a kid, like, no one was like, Paul's my favorite, you know what I mean? He was kind of like the one that no one really paid that much attention to, at least that's the way it seemed to me, because everyone was like, Gene was awesome, or Ace was fucking totally awesome, or Peter's such a great drummer, and everyone kind of made fun of Paul Stanley.
Yeah. Like,
you know, you've heard all the jokes, and I don't, you know, Paul's a fag and all this stuff, you know, and I don't see it that way, and you know, as a kid, I might have, I don't even know, but I don't see it that way, and I just, Paul's my guy. That's it. That's my answer for that one. I'm kind of worried about his voice these days, because he used to be so fucking strong, and now, I mean, you know, let's face it, he's just not like he used to be, you know. But at the end of the day, he's my favorite member of Kiss, as Kiss is right now. So yeah. But anyways, Strange Ways Army, as it were, we just want to say thanks for listening, and you know, this is kind of a Skype experiment. We thought it was going to be a short episode, but it was fun to talk to my Kiss Army sisters, Rachel Ann and Slade Fraley, and I think we'll probably do this again sometime. It's pretty convenient to do it on Skype, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's not so bad, and that way, you know, it's a lot easier for us to get together. Rachel isn't gonna, you know, get sick or anything like that.
My self-induced sickness.
Right. Exactly. Once again, you know, just thanks a lot, you guys. I'm going to wrap up this episode.
No problem, man.
All right, Kiss Army. That's another episode of Strange Ways going down in the books. We hope you really enjoyed it as much as we did doing it. We always have a good time doing these things, and we hope that you really like listening to them. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned, and we want to invite you to join us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher. Dude, just Google it. You'll find us. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and as Ace might say,
keep on rocking.
Mystery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f-
oh, f- Lee, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
Kiss podcast on the web. Mystery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap trickin'.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
I love you. Bye.